board.
Did you ever hear of the joggling board? And you could take a plank and anchor it down and spin around and around. Sort of like a homemade merry-go-round.
Flying genie?
Okay. Did you have those?
No. I've seen them and I've played on them, but I didn't have one.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a
swing.
And what could you carry coal in?
Carry coal in?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Did you ever see those old-fashioned stoves?
Yes.
What would run from the stove to the chimney?
From the stove to the chimney? Uh-huh. You're talking about a flue?
Okay. What about the part that was the flue?
Well, that's what I would call the flue.
Okay.
I believe.
And something you'd move bricks or something heavy in. It has a wheel in the front.
Wheelbarrow? Mm-hmm. A wheelbarrow?
Any other names for that?
Let's see. I have no other names for it.
Did you ever hear it called a Georgia buggy?
No.
And something that people drive nowadays, you call a
car?
Any other names for car?
Automobile.
And inside the tire of the car, they used to have the inner
tube.
And if you just built a boat and were going to put it in the water, you'd say you were going to what the boat?
Not christen, no.
Or when you set it in the water, you say you.
Oh, launch it?
Okay. What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
Around here is mostly fishing boats, and, well, some of them have ski boats.
What different kinds of fishing boats are there?
Oh, gosh, don't ask me.
Or what just wooden boats? What different kinds of just wooden boats?
Different kinds of wooden boats? Well, now I'm sure around here, not now, they don't have canoes. They don't have them. I really don't know. Just plain old wooden fishing boats.
Okay. Is it pointed or flat at the end? Or what?
Well, one end is pointed, and at the other end, it's straight across.
Mm-hmm. And something people used to burn in lamps.
Coal
oil. Any other name?
Wait a minute. Coal oil. I think I know, but I can't think of it.
Did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and coal oil?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
Mm-mm.
And if a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and says, "Here.
Dress yourself."
Or she hands him the clothes. She says, "Now here.
Get dressed.
Here, what? Your clothes. Here.
Put on your clothes."
Would you say, "Here is your clothes," or "Here are your clothes," or how would you say that?
I would say, "Here are your clothes."
And if a child was going to go to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, "Well, you don't need to be scared. What's going to hurt you?"
I'm not.
Would you ever use the word ain't?
No.
Do you ever hear that around here?
Yes.
How would you hear it used?
How would I hear the word ain't used? Well, for instance, my children, they tell each other, they say, "I ain't gonna do it."
And you say, if I ask you, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" You might say, "No, it
wasn't I."